Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. When countries are ranked in terms of happiness, Denmark always comes out near the top of the list. So do the other Nordic countries. Maybe it has something to do with a concept the Danes made popular around the world. It's called hygge, and it says that coziness and comfort are drivers of happiness. Now, hygge has been a huge hit in the U.S., with countless books and articles telling us how to incorporate it into our homes and into our lives. But the hygge secret to happiness is more than just comfy clothes and soft sheets. It has more to do with the way Nordic people look at life. Today, I'm talking to Anner Henrik Wilkinson, a researcher at Copenhagen's Happiness Research Institute. Anner is going to tell us about the science of happiness and how we can all get a little more of it in these difficult times. Anner, thanks so much for joining us.
It's such a pleasure.
So even in these difficult times, are the Danes happy?
I would say yes. Denmark was one of the first countries in Europe to introduce lockdown. On March 13th, the Danish government closed the borders. Everyone was sent home from work, from school. All public gatherings were restricted, and it worked effectively at limiting the spread of the virus, which, as we speak now in July, has allowed the country to be one of the first in Europe to gradually reopen. And we have pretty much gone back to our daily lives. There are still recommendations from the health authorities, which people are very diligent at following. But the fact that the lockdown is eased means that people are returning to their daily routines and are gaining an increasing sense in normality, which means that for many people, it has removed that negative impact that the virus was having on their happiness during lockdown.
Even in ordinary times, though, the Danes are usually at the height of the happiness list. So why are the Danish and other Nordic people so happy?
So we say that the Nordic model creates conditions for high levels of life satisfaction. In the Nordic countries, we successfully convert wealth into well-being, which means that we invest in common infrastructure, which enables citizens to thrive, both socially, physically, and also mentally. And there are many factors which we can attribute to these high levels of life satisfaction. And one which I think is very important is the work-life balance. The Nordic countries all have some of the best balances between work life and family life in the entire world. So we have shorter working days, we have paid vacation, we have subsidized childcare and maternity and paternity leave.
Wow. So you have it all.
We're very lucky in that sense.
Now, you also have this really interesting practice of hygge.
Yes.
And a lot of us associate that with kind of coziness and comfort, but it's bigger than that. What is hygge and how can it help us in this moment?
So hygge it's more an atmosphere. It's kind of the way in which Danes by nature enjoy creating a nice atmosphere. It doesn't require anything material. It is just a feeling. And as I said, it's a fundamental part of Danish culture. We enjoy being together with our loved ones in a place that we feel safe, we feel comfortable, in a place we can let our guard down. And the relationship between hygge and happiness is that hygge is essentially about making the most of each and every day. And one way to do that is to allow ourselves time to enjoy the simple pleasures in life. So by doing that, hygge becomes a driver for our everyday happiness and allows us to get a little bit more happiness in each day.
And I understand that part of the hygge mentality is to kind of embrace what comes and not to kind of run from things, but to sort of take it head on and then create that atmosphere that can help you perhaps cope better. So I think of, you know, the really long, dark nights, but the kind of physical candles and coziness to create that feeling of atmosphere. Is that a sort of overall state of mind?
I think it is. I think it's maybe a state of mind, maybe just an approach to life, is that Danes believe it's a very important part of their day to integrate those moments of gratitude, those moments of togetherness, those moments of presence into the everyday, because they put a lot of emphasis on that because they know that it brings good feeling to them. So that's why it's held in with a high level of importance in Denmark.
Your institute opened a new happiness museum, which seems like it should be on the top of everybody's museum list.
I know.
What's in that museum and what does it reveal about happiness?
So the main premise of the museum is to reveal the number of angles we can approach happiness research from. So when guests enter the museum, they are taken on a journey, which demonstrates how happiness is a component in so many areas. We talk about happiness in our everyday lives, and we talk about how happiness is involved in the way we design our cities, how we design our policies, how it integrates into our history, into our geography. So we have a room of the museum dedicated to each of those components. We have the geography of happiness, the politics of happiness, happiness around the world, the happiness lab, the anatomy of smile, the history of happiness, Nordic happiness.
I love that.
Yeah, so we are approaching it from, and we're placing happiness in a variety of contexts.
So how do you define happiness?
That's a question that we are asked very often. And in the Institute, we are looking at three dimensions of happiness. So we use happiness as an umbrella term to encompass life satisfaction, our everyday emotional experience, and our overall sense of purpose in life. So we call life satisfaction the cognitive dimension, we call the daily emotional experience the affective dimension, and then we call the element about how much purpose we feel the eudaimonic dimension.
Well, that's kind of incredible because I think a lot of people, you know, often think of happiness as just maybe the affective dimension and
yes,
the state of feeling.
Yes.
But I think what you're saying is that happiness is more than that. And I know that there's that concept of creating a halo of happiness through the way you live your life, not necessarily looking for lots of positive affective moments, but rather creating that halo. Well, I have to say, you are making all of us happy. And I know the listeners will really enjoy this. Where can they go to learn about the Happiness Museum?
So we actually have a website. So thehappinessmuseum.com is our website. And if any of the listeners are in Denmark, the Happiness Museum will open in Inner Copenhagen on the 14th of July. So next Tuesday is our opening. And of course, it's more restricted time because of the government recommendations, but the museum will be open to our guests. And also we will be organizing a virtual tour of the museum where guests from further afield will be able to have a little preview of the museum before they're able to maybe visit Denmark later in the year.
That sounds fantastic. We will certainly be doing that. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
What a great conversation with Honor. It's not too surprising that happiness levels have gone down during the pandemic, but it's so great to know that happiness is still within our control. So here's something good for today. While the world may often feel out of control right now, we can create a happier life for ourselves. We can do this by taking some lessons from Hygge and actively seek to create comfort in our own environment and extend that comfort to others in our community through acts of support and kindness. So instead of seeking those moments of temporary happiness, let's create that halo of happiness by beginning to think differently about the way we live our daily lives. To learn more, go to thehappinessresearchinstitute.com. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and please share today's something good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.